各位弟兄姊妹，圣子平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
很高兴我们可以聚在一起。
We're happy we can be together.
我们也很谢谢 Joyce， 跟我带来这么美好的歌声。
Joyce, pastor, to bring you a special music.
歌词比歌声更美妙。
The words are more beautiful than the song.
因为这是一首爱的诗篇
，It's a hymn of love，
告诉我们爱的真谛到底是什么。
Tell us the true meaning of love。
如果我们在我们的生活当中去告诉一个人说我们爱他的时候，我们在日常生活里面，我们应该表现出怎么样的一些行动
？Now, daily life, how do we express our love through action？
爱情是很奇妙的一样东西。
Love is an interesting thing.
会让人奋不顾身。
Let people are willing to sacrifice their life for it.
也会让人烦恼不已。
It will make people become very annoyed by it.
所以在佛教里面修行的时候，有一个很高的境界，叫做你要离开爱。
In Buddhism, one of the highestMental achievement, spiritual achievement is to depart from love.
因为相信他们相信说，爱会给你生命带来快乐的同时，也会给你的生命带来痛苦。
Because love can bring you joy, also bring you suffering.
如果你爱一个人的时候，你会有忧虑。
If you love, you have worry.
你会害怕失去他。
Will have a fear of losing love.
你爱一个人的时候，你会有恐惧。
When you love the person, you have fear.
你会有忧伤，你会有痛苦。
You have pain.
所以，如果你的一生当中有一天你可以做到离开爱，或者说从爱里面抽身而出的时候，你就无忧也无惧。
If you can transcend love, you have no fear, no worry.
所以，你应该要割掉那一个世上所有会牵绊你的东西，离开他们，去过自己想要过的生活。
You need to cut yourself off anything that hinders you in your life.
所以在金庸的武侠小说里面，把这一点讲得很透彻。
He's a famous novelist. He said,
他说人世间的痛苦，一部分是因为仇恨，一部分是因为爱情。
Pain in life.Partly is due to hate, partly is due to love.
所以他借着他书中的主角，他讲出说，我们需要让自己从爱里面抽身出来。
Through the character of his novel, he advocated that we should transcend love.
所以也有人在日常生活当中做了这样的一个比方，他说，你们看结婚，结婚这个婚姻，婚姻这个字，他说婚姻就是一个女的。头脑发昏了，所以他就去结婚了。
Some have a crazy word of the Chinese word marriage.
然后你原来一个人自己过得好好的，可是有一天你突然间头脑发热，你就嫁给这个人，然后从此以后你要开始给他洗衣服、做饭、生孩子。
For the lady on the one side is a word character of the female. On the other is losing your mind.So getting married is afterward, it will be a lifelong of washing and cooking and all that.
所以我们当中所有的姐妹们，如果你们想起来那个时候是头脑发昏的，举手给我看看。
So sisters, you feel that when you get married at the moment, you are actually entering into some kind of
头脑发昏。
a mindlessness venture.
可是不管别人怎么说，但是我们发现说，我们一代一代的人，我们还是会奋不顾身的投入到这个爱里面。
Regardless, marriage perpetuates through time.
基督徒对于爱的喜爱，或者说对于爱的肯定，是显而易见的。基督徒对于爱这个字的肯定与正面的看法是显而易见的。
Okay. The Christian affirmation.Of love, marriage is very specific.
我们在整本的圣经里面从来没有任何一句教导告诉我们说我们要从爱里面抽身而出。
It's specific and affirmative. In the whole Bible, it doesn't ask you to transcend life.
上帝也从来没有要求我们去过一种没有爱的人生与生活。
God does not ask us to live a life without love.
上帝告诉我们说，也许你爱一个人会爱得很痛苦，会爱得遍体鳞伤，会爱得伤痕累累，但是你还是要爱下去。
Scripture would advocate, even if you love with much pain, you still should love.
因为他爱我们，就是用这种方式。
Because that's the way God loves us.
当上帝的儿子耶稣基督还没有来到这世界上之前，他就已经知道说这个爱会给他带来伤害，也会给他带来伤痕。
Christ knew all about this type of love before he came.
他也知道说这个爱的最后的结果是他要头上戴着荆棘的光冕，他要因为这个爱被钉在十字架上。
He realized that through this love, he had to sacrifice himself.
可是他没有说哦，因为这样我就不爱了，我不来了，我不来拯救你们，我不来爱你们，因为这个爱太痛苦。
He did not refuse to come because of that.
耶稣基督来了。
He came.
没有别的原因。
No other reasons.
因为他爱我们，
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们，所以他愿意付任何的代价。
He was willing to pay any price.
因为他爱我们，所以他愿意穿山越岭而来。
He has gone through all kind of hindrances, yet he comes.
因为他爱我们，所以他愿意为了我们的缘故伤痕累累。
For our sake, he's willing to love with a lot of pain and injuries.
有时候爱一个人是很傻的一件事情。
Sometimes it's somewhat stupid to love a person.
我相信我们这个题目可能我们从来没有听过。
Today there's a special topic, stupid, S-T-U-P-I-D.
我也不知道我回去以后会不会被我爸爸批评。
I'm taking the risk of being criticized by my dad.
因为他们五十年金婚的时候我讲 stupid.
This is a topic I speak on the 50th anniversary.
我们如果仔细去想，我们会发现说，爱真的是会让人变傻的。
You know, if you come to think about it, love can push a person towards stupidity.
一个非常非常精明的人爱上一个人的时候，他就变傻了。
A very very clever guy, when he loves somebody, he can turn into a pretty stupid.
我讲这句话的时候 ，Joyce 就看看 Rick。
Turn around and look at the husband.
当我们用到这个词的时候，我们发现说，哎，很多人讲说，上帝爱我们，他为什么呢？他什么原因呢？我们有什么值得他爱呢？人们追问这个问题，追问了几千年的时间，我们找不出我们有什么值得上帝那么爱的地方。
After thousands of years of questioning, we cannot identify for what does God love us.
但是上帝就是这样来了，来到我们中间。
He came amidst us.
所以爱情，我们与人之间的爱，我们与神之间的爱，永远是基督徒生命里面永远歌颂不停的一个主题。
This love is a topic we sing about.Between man, between man and God.
所以如果呢，我们今天要让我们的婚姻生活能够幸福美满，能够过金婚，能够过钻石婚的话，我们得记得这个单词。
This is a word I want you to remember if you propose to achieve golden anniversary or diamond anniversary.
S 代表什么 ？S 代表牺牲精神。
S stands for sacrifice.The spirit of sacrifice.
爱里面一定会有牺牲的。
In love, there's always sacrifice.
从你爱上一个人开始，这个牺牲就是自愿的。
The moment you love somebody, sacrifice is, you're willing to do that.
如果说当你去做这个决定的时候，你很痛苦，那就表明说你为之付出的这个人，并不是你所深爱的一个人。
If it's too painful for you to make the decision, then the object of love might not be the right one.
罗长老、罗师母不在的时候，我曾经拿他们做过比方。我说，当时 罗长老要毕业以后要找工作的时候，这个罗师母一句话说我们去北加，罗长老就来了。It's true, right?
Yeah, this is hard to say it's on me, you know? I said after I graduated that Mary said that she wanted to go to the Bay Area and I came.
没有任何的理由，没有任何的条件。
There's no reason, no condition.
那只是一个字，就是说，哎 ，Mary 叫我来，我就来。
Because Mary said, "Let's go," and I went, and I come here.
当我说我要来北加的时候
，myself when I said I want to come to Northern California,
我跟我太太说，哎，我要去北加。
I told my wife that I want to go to Northern California.
那我太太说去，我就来了。
My wife said, "Go," and I came.
如果太太说不要去，我也来不了。
The wife said, "No go," and I wouldn't come.
爱里面会让我们，当你爱一个人的时候，你会消失你自己。
When you love somebody, you self-diminish.
你不再去想我在意什么，什么对我是最重要的，什么对我是最好的，什么对我是最宝贵的，你不再在意了。
You no longer concentrate on what is important for myself.
你会把自己完全抛在一边。把对方放在比自己更重要的位置上，这个就叫做舍己。
You will put yourself aside and put the object you love in a more important position.
所以圣经里面，基督、上帝的话语是这样教导我们这些做丈夫的说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，要爱到什么地步呢？要爱到像耶稣基督爱教会一样，爱到为他们舍己。
Scripture admonishes men to love your wife to the extent like God loved the church, to the extent that you sacrifice for her.
如果你爱你的妻子，愿意舍去你自己，
If you're willing to sacrifice yourself to love your wife,
没有哪一个妻子会愚蠢到愿意离开挚爱自己的丈夫。
No woman is stupid enough to leave a person like that.
同样，妻子对丈夫也是一样。
The same is true the other way, wife to husband.
所以，对，所以我们圣经写是写丈夫哈，所以我们自己。这些做丈夫的要想一想说，哎，我爱妻子有没有爱到愿意为她舍己的地步？那罗长老已经做到了。
Guys, just think hard on this. What God has instructed men to do.
Okay, this is S 代表牺牲精神。
So S stands for sacrifice.
第二 T 代表。我们要向对方学习，我们有受教的精神。
T stands for teachable, teachability. You should be able to learn from the other person.
我想问大家问题：你什么时候会乐意向别人学习
？Under what condition are you willing to learn from another person？
我们发现，我们日常生活当中，我们的婚姻出现问题，或者我们的很多时候吵架的时候，是因为你觉得我比你要聪明。
Often, in the conflict of a marriage, you think I'm smarter than you are.
我比你要聪明，所以呢，得出来的结论就是说，你得要听我的。
I'm smarter, therefore listen to me.
所以每一个人都觉得说我比你要聪明的。
Everybody thinks that I am smarter than you are.
如果你今天作为一个学生，你觉得说你比老师还要更加聪明，我想问你说，你会不会在上课的时候专心去听？老师在讲什么
？If you are still in the classroom, you think you're smarter than your teacher. Would you be listening to your teacher?
我们可以做一个测验。我们当中大部分都是已经结了婚的。我想大家说，在婚姻生活当中，你觉得对方比你聪明的，举手给我看。
Those who think that your mate is more smarter than you are, please raise your hand.
一、二、三、四、五、六、七、八、九、十、十一、十二。
I can't control them.
所以呢，刘牧师、刘师母呢，你们是典范。
所以 Pastor and Sister, you are a good example.
为你们两个都举手了。
Both of you are raising hands.
绝大部分的夫妻里面呢，一部分人一部分举了手。
Some of you are raising hands.
这一部分举手蛮大问题的。
is a big question.
为什么？因为
problem。
原来也就是说，没有举手的那一方就认定说，嗯，我就是比你聪明的。
When the other side did not express himself or herself, that means he or she admit the other side is smarter.
OK, 那如果说你认定你比对方要聪明的时候，你们有没有可能好好坐下来来商量一件事情呢？
If this is the case, one smarter than the other, is it possible to sit down and have a conversation, discussion together?
因为我已经做了决定了，我还有没有必要再去听你的决定呢？你的决定一定是很烂的决定。
If I'm smarter, I make a decision. There's no point of a further discussion.
一定是不值得我去考虑的一个决定。
No further consideration on my part.
一定是不能够跟我的决定来相抗衡的一个决定。
There's no contest in my decision.
你们，我们去想一想，说我们日常生活当中，我们有多少的争吵是因为这个起的？
Think about how much of your daily life conflict started from this particular point.
我们所有动机都是好的，想要做最好的决定，想要选择最正确的一条道路。可是问题是，我们却没有办法把两个方案并在一起，因为我们认为我的想法是最好的。
Our motivation is good. We'll make a decision for the best of both parties, but we do not have the mindset to accept the difference of opinion and sit down and have a discussion about it.
我想刚刚罗章老说葛培里师母有好几次想要杀掉葛培里牧师的时候，那是因为他不听他的话。
I think when Reverend Billy Graham said that I have considered a few times of murdering her,Meaning that there must be those occasions she did not listen to him.
可能这个师母明明知道说这个决定会是对葛培里很糟糕的一个决定，可是当他说出来的时候，对方没有听他的。
She might thought a decision that he made is detrimental. Therefore, she did not agree with it, but he would not listen.
所以圣经里面有句话说，我们应该看别人。比自己什么？比自己强。
Scripture tells us to look at others as stronger than myself.
有一些人，他的人生是会不断成长，是会不断长进的。他就像一块海绵一样，他不断在吸收，他不断在增长。
The people that continuously, progressively growing, absorbing.
为什么？因为他在每一个人身上。都找到让他觉得值得学习的地方。
Because a person can learn from everyone he meets.
他觉得自己并不完美。
He felt that he's not perfect.
他觉得自己不够聪明。
Not smart enough.
他觉得自己看得不够远。
He didn't have a far sightness.
所以他才可能不断地去成为看得更远，想得更多，思考更周全的一个。
Unceasingly, he try to acquire ability to be more insightful and be able to see further.
所以很多时候我们会发现一个很奇怪的现象。
A strange phenomenon.
这个丈夫或者这个妻子在外面是一个很受尊敬的人。
A husband or wife is very respected outside of the family.
工程师也好，老师也好，教授也好。
Engineer, teacher, professor.
回到家里面，猫狗不如。
When he came to home, it's like a cat and a kitten.
在家里的地位还没有猫还没有狗那么重要。
The position at home is like a dog and a kitten.
为什么
？Why?
为什么
？Why?
为什么在外面有那么多人尊重他？
How?
为什么回到家里面就地位那么卑微
？How come such a respectful person?
因为
outside of home and such a low position at home.
那你会想想说，当你回到家里面，你发现自己在家里面地位连猫跟狗都比不上的时候，你回家的欲望会有多强
？Your desire to go home, going home is not high. You feel that your position is lower than your dogs and cats and pets.
你愿不愿意每天回到这样的地方回五十年
？Do you want to return to a situation like that for 50 years?
每天手上拿着方向盘，脸上绽放着笑容，回到这样的地方。
Every day, coming home to such a humbling position.
You. You 代表合而为一。
Now the letter U stands for unity.
圣经里面在上帝在设立婚姻的时候，上帝就已经告诉所有在婚姻里面的人说，你们要懂得一个秘诀。
God has, when he instituted marriage, he told them a secret.
他说，人要离开父母。
Men shall leave the parents.
所以这第一个秘诀，你要离开父母。
First secret is you have to leave your parents.
你要断奶。
You have to have a separation.
第二，你要与妻子联合。
Second, you have to unite with your wife.
第三
Number three,
要合为一体。
You should be united as a whole, as one.
所以两个人变成一个人。
Two persons become one.
这是很难的一件事情。
This is a very difficult process.
除了夫妻之外，没有人可以做到。
Besides husband and wife, no other human relationship.
也没有任何一种关系可以达成这样的一个合一的一个境界跟状态。
There's no other human relationship that can achieve unity.
你请去设想一下我们日常生活当中所有的关系。
Think about all relationships.
除了婚姻之外，没有任何一种关系是可以达到合而为一，完完全全两个人变成一个人这样的一个可能性，不可能的。
Except for marriage, there's no other relationship that can achieve complete oneness.
我有一个很好的朋友，但是在很多事情上，他是他，我是我，这个是要分清楚的。
I have a very good friend, but in many many situations, I maintain our identities.
那我有我有很多的这个财产，这个财产对于我的妻子，对我的丈夫来说，我的就是他的，他的就是我的。
All my possession, I share with my wife and my children.
可是对于其他人来说，免谈那是不可能的。
With respect to other people, no, mine is mine.
所以，当上帝说当。人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体的时候，他是告诉我们这是一种最紧密的联系，在这个关系里面不分彼此。
In this relationship there is no each other, you or I. It's a oneness.
YC 大哥，你们家里谁洗碗啊？
Who wash dishes at home?
还是洗碗机洗碗？
Or the dishwasher wash the dishes.
谁洗碗？
Who wash dishes?
你洗碗？都洗，都洗。
Why she said both of them wash?
那 David， 你们家谁洗碗？
看谁有空谁就洗。
谁有空谁就洗。
David said whoever has time to wash.
问题他说的是对的吗？他洗的比较多。Rick， 你们家谁洗碗？看谁有时间。有没有谁是一直干洗碗这个活的？
Oh, yes.
有，唯一大哥说他一直都干洗碗这个活的。
One person always specializes in dishwasher.
啊？笑那么开心？那静，你们家谁洗碗？
我们家是这样，主的人就不洗。
哦，洗的人就不煮，这很好的一个规矩。那会不会有一天？你煮了，然后呢？浩没洗碗，你会跟他说：“浩，把你的碗洗了。”哦，他生病了。
但是他生病
就会。他蛮多的老生病就是了。
There is a good arrangement. The person that cooks, does not wash dishes.
我们去看看我们平常的对话哈，我们发现说蛮多话蛮有意思的，说哎，这是你的衣服，把你的衣服弄好，好，这是你的碗，把你的碗洗干净，好，这是你的鞋子，把你的鞋子摆好。
Now, if you analyze the way we communicate with each other, there's often a statement that you should, because this is your responsibility, so you should.
如果离婚的时候也这么爽快，都是你的，那就好了。
You know, if there is such an agreement, During divorce, then there should be no problem.
那到离婚的时候，什么都是我的。
Because in that situation, everything is mine.
到干家务活的时候，什么都是你的。
Now, when doing the chore at home, is everything is yours.
圣经里面告诉我们说，和唯一的意思就是没有彼此的这个界限。
In scripture, when he admonishes to unite as one, is so that we don't have this you and I type of.
永远在对方需要的时候，你就成为他最好的帮助，成为他最好的补充，成为他最好的陪伴者。
You're supportive and you are rendering your help when the other side needs it.
而且当你这样做的时候，不是满脸怒容的去做，而是满怀开心的去做。
You do out of willingness.
不是说我边洗碗就边骂他，说你这个死鬼。
You don't bear grudges as you're working for the other person.
而是说，哦，今天他很累了，我就为他来洗碗。
Maybe she or he is tired, so I'm going to wash it for him or her.
第四
，Number four.
Peace 代表我们要有耐心。
Peace stands for patience.
越亲近的人越没有耐心。
The closer you are, the less patience you have.
我们的耐心都给陌生人用光了。
Our patience is expanded to the strangers in our lives.
我们发现我们是很奇怪的一个状态，那就是说，今天我们有一个陌生人跟我们毫不相关的时候，我们是最 nice 的时候。
You know, with a stranger, we can be very, very patient.
那可是当我们面对家里的时候，我们是最不耐烦的时候。
When you face your mate in home, you don't have that kind of patience.
这是我太太经常跟我讲的。
That's what my wife told me.
她说你对别人都很有耐心，但对我没什么耐心。
You're patient to others, but not me.
我很多时候也拷问我自己，说，哎，为什么我对他没有耐心呢？
I often ask the question, why have I lost patience?
因为有时候我觉得他质疑我的智力，他怀疑我的智力。
I often feel that she challenges my intelligence.
他是觉得说这件事情你 handle 不了，所以他老问老问老问。
So she keep on asking because she feels that I was not capable of handling.
可是我觉得说这个没有问题啊。
But I think there's no problem.
对于我来说小 case 啊。
It's a small case.
那所以那我就想说，哎，如果罗长老问我，我肯定很 patient 啊。
I ask you, you think that you are bright.
我肯定会不耐烦。
Yeah, she will.
那 Jim 如果问我问题，我也不会不耐烦。
Another person, Jim asked me a question.
我们今天在座所有人问我问题，所以詹姆斯，我不会不耐烦吗？
So everybody asks me questions, I will not lose patience.
可是很多时候我们对自己很亲近的人，我们会不耐烦。
Now, for those who are intimate with us, sometimes we lose our patience.
所以这是我们很大的一个问题，我们需要好好去思考一下。
We need to think about this, especially.
但是我不希望大家走极端哈，不希望说下一次来的时候我们对陌生人就很不培训。
But I don't want you to freak, so that you become patient with yourself, your own people, but being unpatient to others.
Joyce 刚刚唱歌的时候，第一句话。
First word of Joyce's song.
说什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是很久忍耐又有恩慈。哎，圣经在忍耐前面还加一个形容词，叫做很久忍耐。
Love is patient, everlasting patience.
说你要在你的，如果你很爱一个人的时候，你对他是很有耐心的。
If you love somebody, you should have great patience towards the person.
而我们对小孩子，对我们自己的孩子很有耐心的。
To our children, often we are very patient.
我的儿子老问我重复的问题。
My son always asks me the same question over and over.
爸爸，你叫什么名字呀？
What's your name?
每天问好几遍。
He asks the question many times.
我从来没有觉得他在质疑我的智力。
Because I didn't feel that he was challenging my intelligence.
我每次都很 nice 的回答他的。
I answer very nicely.
那为什么对太太对先生不可以呢？
How come this doesn't work between husband and wife?
那是不是我们有了孩子之后，我们就把这重心从妻子、丈夫身上就开始转到这个孩子身上呢？
He said that we shift our gravity towards the children.
可是圣经里面没有说这个孩子会陪伴你走一生，圣经没有这样说过。
Bible didn't say the children will be with you for life.
圣经也从来没有把儿女之间的爱提高到比夫妻之间的爱还要更加重要的一个地步。
Scripture does not elevate the love between parent and children to be above the relationship of love between husband and wife.
所以珍惜你身边那一个会陪你走一辈子的人。
So treasure your partner who is going to be with you for life.
因为世事难料的。
Because you don't know what to expect from life.
说不定哪一天你先病倒了也不一定。
Maybe you will be the one who will fail to sickness.
你要是以前不够耐心，你病倒了以后，你就可以明白什么叫不够耐心了。
Now when you feel sick that you need care, then you understand what patience means.
第五，亲密。
Number five, intimacy. 爱。
有一句话讲，说我们呢，做夫妻的人是最熟悉的陌生人。
There's a word to say that the husband and wife are the most acquainted strangers.
什么叫最熟悉的陌生人？
What's the stranger and most acquainted?
好像你对对方了如指掌。
Looks like you know the other side completely.
可等到你结婚十年、二十年之后，你都不知道对方在想些什么。
10, 20 years after your marriage, you still cannot fully understand what the other side is thinking.
因为你们几乎没有交流了，你们不谈话
了，
你们不再像以前谈恋爱的时候一直谈谈谈谈。你们可能一天当中在一起的时间就坐下来吃饭的时候聊那么几句，有时候一天讲的话还不如跟同事讲的话多。
Maybe during meal time you speak a few words.But you stop more with your co-workers.
如果我们是这样的一种状态，这个人我们怎么可能会觉得不陌生呢？
How could we not develop into strangers?
所以有很多人去看婚姻咨询师。
Many went to marriage counseling.
然后有一天他们突然之间发现说，哎，这个婚姻咨询师怎么了解我太太比我了解还要多。
Sometimes they say, how come the counselor know my wife better than myself?
哦，这个问题谁来回答？你自己来回答。
Now you have to answer the question yourself.
你要了解一个人不需要太多的时间，你每天花一点时间跟他讲讲话，你就知道他现在处在什么状态，他在想些什么，他现在在考虑些什么。
Actually all you need is to talkDaily, to understand what situation and what the person is thinking daily.
所以我现在可以问大家问题，你现在知不知道你先生你太太在想什么？
Let me ask you this question. At this moment, do you know what your other partner is thinking?
如果你不知道他在想什么，那今天上会以后赶紧回去找他聊一聊。
If you don't know, please after church quickly talk.
你就说今天牧师命令我的，因为那是很危险的一种状态。因为你跟他已经有了非常遥远的距离，是你自己都想象不到的。圣经要求我们一种亲密的关系，一种亲密无间的关系。
Bible expects us to have intimacy.
那是。没有隔阂、没有障碍的一种关系。
There's no separation, there's no gap.
最后一个
，last，
挚爱虔诚。
D is for devotion.
Devotion 有两个意思，一个是挚爱的，一个是献身的，一个挚爱献身跟虔诚。
Devotion the two parts. Some is your self devotion, another one is for the other part, or the son.
信仰会在我们的日常生活当中发挥巨大的作用。
Faith has great effect on our lives.
中国人讲说道不同不相为谋。
Chinese are saying if our ideals are different, we cannot be together.
我们前面讲到说合一，讲到说亲密，讲到说恒久忍耐，其实所有这些东西如果能够做到，有一个秘诀。
This is a secret for us to achieve the intimacy, the patience, and unity.
那就是我们把自己的意识，对方也把自己的意识放在一边。
Is to set aside our own.
我们去顺服在上帝的旨意里面。
To commit yourself to God.
那我们做任何事情，做任何决定的时候，我们先去问神说：“神啊，你的心意是什么？”
Whatever we do, we first ask God, "What is your will in this?"
如果今天上帝给我们很清楚的这个指示，我们就把自己的意思放弃，我们顺从在上帝的心意里面。
You always let God's will supersede your own will.
学会怎么样去爱神，更能够让我们懂得怎么样去爱我们身边的人。
You know how to love God, you know better how to love your partner.
因为当上帝成为我们这个家的主的时候，我们的所有的一切都会在他的恩典里面，都会在他的祝福下面，能够有更美好的前面的路程。
When we are devoted to God under His blessing, you have better family.
So it's stupid.
Remember the acronym STUPID.
所以如果有一天你的先生太太要跟你吵架的时候，你就跟他念这个单词。
Now, when the next time when you come into conflict among yourself and your wife or husband, remember this.
但是有一个前提，在念这个单词之前，先让他听这一堂道。
A precondition is that the person listens to this sermon first.
不然你一句话出来，他就跟你没完没了了。
Otherwise, you say the word, you're going to be in big trouble.
S-T-U-P-I-D.
S-T-U-P-I-D.
我们需要在爱里面变傻一点。
In love, we should be more stupid.
傻到消失掉自己。
Stupid to the extent of losing yourself.
要承认自己比对方有些地方会更傻一点。
Admit that there are areas that you are not, you do not measure up to.
学会在爱里面合而为一，学会在爱里面恒久忍耐。
Remember, how to unite in love and patience in love.
懂得。他是你生命里面最亲近的人，你需要去了解你身边最亲近的人。
Know that he or she is the most intimate person in life.
在每一天当中，仰望神的帮助，让神成为这个家的主。
Let's look up to God as our God, as our leader.
但愿上帝祝福我们每一位，也祝福我们每一位的家庭。
May God bless each one of you and each of your family.
Amen.
Amen.